And Reality Radio officially begins. Slightly late start, but that's fine on a fine Wednesday. We're going to start this week with Phillips School Superintendent Rachel Hoffman. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for popping back up. I'm glad to have you back. I'm going to pull the curtain back a little bit, Rachel. You emailed us yesterday like, hey, can we still do this? And I was thinking, hey, I'm super glad we want our superintendents, our district admins. But it's I can't believe that any one of you, whether it's from Prentice or Butternut or Park Falls here, has the time to do this. So thank you so much for squeezing us into what must be a wild schedule. Happy school year.
Oh, it's definitely a busy time of year, but it's one of the best times of the year for us. So, you know, we got school kicked off last week. It was a perfect start to the year with Labor Day being so late. You know, we had the 4-day week last week, got our feet wet, started building some routines with kids. And then we had a nice 3-day weekend, and then we've got another short week with only 4 days this week. So it's nice to kind of ease everybody back in, gives us that, you know, a little bit of a slower start to the school year. Everybody can build up their stamina for being back at school and being engaged in learning and just ready to get the job done.
And it's awesome to start that way, too. I can't even tell you. I think any adult would probably agree, and a lot of kids probably would, too. When things stack up like that, when you get a lot of the same kind of tones and opportunities, it's usually not for the positive. You know, it seems like the bad days line up that way. But like you said, you got that long weekend followed by a short week. Can you tell that in the air? Or have the vibes been good down there at the Phillips School District?
I mean, everything's been feeling great for the start of the school year. We had two new principals starting. We have a new elementary principal, Heather Friday, who's been doing a great job, you know, getting assimilated to our area and just working with those pre-K through fifth grade students and meeting all of their needs, checking in with staff. And then we have a new 6-12 principal, Jake Adams, who's doing a lot of the same, you know, working on meeting the students and staff and families. And we were able to have an open house at the end of August, and it was great for them to be able to start building those connections with families in our community. And it's just really exciting. We got a lot of energy, positive energy in the district right now, and it just feels good.
You know, that energy is at a perfect time, too, as the summer begins to fade a little bit here. Leaves are changing. It'll be cold outside before we know it. I personally have been looking ahead at what's coming this fall and thinking, football starts today. That's fantastic. NFL football does. And then the Great British Bake Off is coming out later this month, and those are going to carry me to Christmas, I think. But, hey, outside of that, we're chatting with you today about what the students are doing back at school. We've been chatting with Coach Precor once a week here the last few weeks about football in particular. But what else is going on that we might not have chatted about on the radio, the non-athletic extracurriculars? Because I know those really don't wait, do they?
Nope, we have different things happening, like our student council already has a blood drive scheduled for later this month, so they come in and they get going right away, looking to see what they can do for some service projects for our community. We have other clubs and activities. Yearbook starts day one, right? We need to be taking those pictures so that we can capture everything good that's happening throughout the year. And there's, you know, just a lot of other activities that kids can take part in. They're going to get up and running here very, very soon.
Absolutely. And you know, I bet if you closed your eyes for a moment, a week would go by and the kids would still just be going crazy busy at it, because whether it feels like it or not, you know, I don't know if any given 15-year-old will tell you I want to go back to school. But man, there's a lot of that enrichment that we need, that structure still combined with the randomness of hanging out with your peers. And I imagine it's nice to have that bustle back in the hallways, too.
For sure. Well, and one of the new things that happened at the start of this school year is that we did implement a new cell phone policy where students, it's basically a bell-to-bell band where they're not supposed to have their cell phones out during the school day. We want them to be focusing in on their learning. And it was really awesome the first week of school. You walked into the lunchroom for middle school and high school lunch, and we saw kids talking with each other. And so, you know, when they're not connected to those devices all day, every day, we're seeing an uptick in that personal conversation between kids, where they're just sitting and visiting with each other. And for us, that's very encouraging because, you know, we're teaching those social skills too while we're here at school, and helping them interact in an authentic way without technology in their face all the time. So, you know, I know across the state there's been some concerns. What's that going to look like? But so far, so good, and just seeing a lot more interaction between our students, and that's awesome to see.
Well, in Phillips School District, and let alone Wisconsin, far from the first states and communities to try those bell-to-bell bands, and it's been kind of, as far as I've seen, and I know it's pretty early for a thorough review, but the feedback I've seen is that the students require some adjusting to it, but it does, the adjustment happens, but the reviews that I'm seeing from teachers are incredibly encouraging when it comes to attention spans and classroom engagement, and that just makes too much sense when you don't have that black hole of a cell phone pulling you in.
Right. Yep.
And that's something that I expect will pay some dividends here. Like I said, pretty early with only 1 week in, but it's awesome to hear that the vibes are absolutely high and that you guys are getting off to the right start. Do you guys have any, one thing I like to ask anytime I'm talking to school officials, are you guys still looking to fill any roles at the school as we've started the year?
We do have a couple of vacancies. We're looking for special education teachers. We did do some contracting online, but it's always better to be able to have somebody in person. And we do have a vacant high school math position open. We were able to do some adjustments to our schedule to make that happen. We do have a full-time teacher, but we typically have two. And so we did have to make some adjustments for this first semester. So we are in the market for a high school math teacher.
All right. What about when it comes to bus drivers or maybe substitutes even?
Substitutes are always welcome, and then we do have a bus driver opening as well for a regular route right now. So we always are looking for substitutes for our bus drivers, our van drivers, cooks in the kitchen, paraprofessionals, teachers. You know, if anybody's interested in that, they can reach out to the school, and I'd be happy to get them additional information.
And I'd like to give a shout out to, again, whoever it is you've got running the social media and the website. I'm looking at phillips.k12.wi.us right now, and there's a calendar, there's updated pictures of the football team. It looks like everybody is really in gear, and are we a week in or are we a month in? You guys are off and running, I would say, to the 2026-27 school year.
Yep, things are looking good.
Who, if I may ask for a shout out, who handles your website? It's looking beautiful.
Yep. So we work with Anna Vollendorf, who is one of our teachers. She has worked on that. In the past, we have had a social media class, and we don't have that this year. But we do have a publications class that may be assisting with some of that work. But right now, Anna is the one who does those updates for us.
All right. And yeah, easy to navigate and lots of that beautiful orange color. I grew up opposed to this orange color scheme. You got to understand, I'm a Park Falls guy, but I'll admit now that I'm an adult and kind of removed from it a little bit, that orange is pretty rocking down there in Phillips. I got to give you guys some props for that. Well, Rachel, I appreciate that you gave us some time this morning. Is there anything else you'd like to touch on before we wrap up and circle back next time we talk to you?
Nope. Next time we talk, we should have some updates on some of our school facility stuff that's been happening behind the scenes, and be ready to share some great news with some projects that we have going on.
All right. We've been chatting with Rachel Hoffman, superintendent of the Phillips School District, with the beginning of the school year technically behind us. Early though it is, the vibes are high, the new policies are in effect, and we're seeing progress. Rachel Hoffman, thank you so much. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. It's 8:40 a.m. That's our first guest on Reality Radio. And hey, if you ever hear something that you think that a family member, a friend, a loved one, hey, they might want to listen to that, but they can't because they're at work. Or hey, maybe they're still asleep right now. People work second shift too, after all. We make these interviews available to you on demand at 98qcountry.com. Coming up next, we'll be revisiting a regular guest. Tammy Brandt is here with Northwoods Living Hope. Can't wait to talk to Tammy after a couple messages from our sponsors. Up next on 98Q Country.